Mir, thank you so, so much for being on here tonight. This is going to be a great call, everyone. So if you don't have pen and paper yet, go grab it. You probably have about 30 seconds while I introduce him. So Mir, again, thank you so much. So just to introduce our speaker tonight, he is a Pure Energy Award winner. Top 50, he has been on 9. Count them, 9 five-star trips. Which is absolutely amazing. Mir, I don't know how to say your first name. And, of course, you said yesterday that you just go by Mir. So without further ado, National Consultant Mir, go ahead, take over. You may be muted again, Mir.
Okay, Amber, can you hear me again properly?
Yes, we can hear you.
Fantastic, okay. Somehow I got muted again, I don't know. So, okay, all right. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready to get started then.
All right, perfect. Mir, do you
want to
start
take it away.
With do you want to start with how you got introduced to Ambit?
Yes, of course. Of course, ma'am. Amber, Deborah, I appreciate you very much for having me on the call. Thank you very, very much, because it's such an honor and a pleasure to be speaking to you guys on a national call. And of course, thank you, Richard and Mary Amueto, to host me in this call. So I appreciate the opportunity, guys. How I started the business 6 years ago was by an invitation by a gentleman who was used to work for me in my newspaper and my magazine. I used to own a newspaper and a magazine, traditional businessman for 23 years before I ever took a look at Ambit Energy. And this gentleman came into my sphere by referral by another salesperson, and he became my number one salesperson in the newspaper. And for 4 or 5 years, he did very, very well with our paper. And, out of the blue, suddenly, I think in September of 2012, he sent me an email saying that he was not going to be, working for the newspaper anymore. And he was my top salesperson, bringing me $20,000, $30,000 a month. And having the top salesperson leave, it leaves a very bad taste in your mouth. So I really didn't want to approach, Ambit Energy as an opportunity at all, because I was not looking for anything like that. But because of Rick Haynes, the senior consultant Rick Haynes, I took a look at the opportunity, and today, he has 16 executive consultants and a national consultant underneath his business, and he has a huge residual income because of that.
Wow, that's amazing, Mir. Now, do you have like one or a few training nuggets that you can give us this evening?
You asked the wrong person for giving one or two nuggets. So.
Give me
sorry,
ma'am.
Actually, so, let's have Mir start with before he does some nuggets. Let's talk about a little bit about Power Trip, why you want to attend, what it's done for you, Mir.
Yes, definitely, ma'am. Deborah, I appreciate it. Amber, thank you very much. But guys, I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea what Power Trip is for me, or what it was for me. My very first Power Trip was in 2014. And I went to Power Trip as a senior consultant. I came out of the Power Trip as an executive consultant. So Power Trip had a huge amount of meaning for me. When I first wanted to go into the Power Trip in 2013, I was kind of discouraged because it was in Texas and it was a long ways, and having a newspaper and deadlines, it was difficult to find the time to go down to Texas to go to that Power Trip. But I still struggled and went there. And the main thing that happened on the Power Trip, right before the Power Trip, was that I was having a phase of momentum. And that momentum carried me into that Power Trip as a senior consultant. And the day I went to the Power Trip, Brian McClure pinned me as an executive consultant on stage in the 2014 Spring Power Trip. So what it meant to me is that, it was a culmination of a goal. It was a culmination of struggles and an achievement to also to be able to get it done there, your promotion. So I can tell you one thing, guys. If you're looking to go to Power Trip, that's in April 4th to 6th of this coming month, you should definitely set your goal for a promotion before that. If you can set a promotion for a goal or a goal for promotion there, and you get promoted there, and you get pinned at Power Trip by several national consultants there. There's Jerry and Chris there too also. Getting pinned by them, it's an enormous thing, and it's nothing compared to what you get pinned at your, of course, at your local event. Local event is great, but being pinned at a national stage in the Power Trip, it's powerful, guys. It's absolutely powerful. So I'll go over a couple of things. I discovered all my old notes from 2014 Spring Power Trip, And that's when I first heard Joey Carter. Joey Carter is, you know, a founding consultant of Ambit Energy. He's an investor of Ambit. And he talked about a few things that I want to go over with you guys today. So, you know, I heard about the story of his grandmother. His grandmother, Mary Crowley, started a company called Home Interiors. And she was friends with, you know, Mary Kay. And, you know, those two ladies started two stalwart companies that that ultimately, you know, became multi-billion dollar companies. And Joey's, of course, he was the president of the DSA for a while. And then he ended up selling, of course, the, you know, Home Interiors company, and then came into our business there. And he is an executive consultant. And Joey talked about what was important for us to do in PowerTrip was to open our eyes, open our ears, and take a lot of notes. And I still have those notes from 2014 PowerTrip. And I'm going to go over a few different things that I picked up today to talk about today. So in that, he talked about how to make people feel important and special. Everybody that comes into your business, you have to make them feel important and special. Everybody has a place in this business. How fast they run, how slow they run, how eager they are, it doesn't matter. Everyone is important in your business. Everyone has a name and a badge and a C number. But you know what? More than that, they have a role that they play in the business that's going to be important for you and them further down the line. You might not recognize it right away. She said, everyone is important. And he told us to say, believe in yourself, but believe in the others. He says, nobody believes in them until you believe in them. Because they sometimes come into the business, a new person comes into the business, and they don't believe in themselves, and they have to understand that they have someone else like you or me or someone else like Deborah and Amber believing in their success and where they're going to go to. So if we don't provide that belief for them, they don't yet have that belief. They ride on our belief to get to that next belief, guys. So it provides, this business provides security, provides stimulus, it provides identity for people. And I didn't understand all of that stuff there at that time because I came from a regular business world where it's brick and mortar business. And I didn't understand that, you know, this business can allow somebody to have an identity that they can be lacking at home or they can be lacking at the workplace there. So that providing the security there, the stimulus for them to grow and actually create an identity for themselves is a very, very important part of our business, guys. Okay. So Joey also mentioned about how to praise people properly. Just look for ways and things to praise people on a regular basis. If you look for ways, there are avenues of praising somebody and avenues of praising somebody. You know, you have to brag on someone for them to grow into that phase. So how do you brag on someone? Brag on their achievement. It doesn't matter how little they have done. Maybe they're a marketing consultant looking to go to regional consultant and they have only three consultants in their business right now. But to you and to them, they have to know that there's a path to becoming a regional consultant. How to get to that regional consultant is three more consultants. So recognize them as to be regional consultant, no longer a marketing consultant. A marketing consultant on the day one after he signs up is a to be regional consultant. A senior regional consultant who just promoted today as a regional consultant is to be a senior consultant. A senior consultant is to be an executive consultant. You start them out early because when you have that vision for them, they yet don't have the vision for themselves, guys. So you have to provide them that path. He asked us to show them the path there. So to make sure that they are actually going to, you know, become successful in the business, you have to look at their abilities and point out their abilities that will help them achieve success in this business. And, you know, everyone comes with a set of abilities in every business, guys. Our job is to greatly increase that, increase the ability and possibly help them, you know, grow into a different level of leadership, grow into a different level of responsibility that comes with that leadership there. But they, if they do not understand that, point that out, what abilities that they have. They're bringing something to the table. Most often, everyone brings in 5 to 6 different abilities that are innate, that are them, they have it already. They have learned some things along the years and they've come into a phase of their life where, you know, the abilities that they learned or they gained is not paying them the money that they are going to be, they should be earning. So our business allows those abilities to be cultivated. And when you cultivate those abilities for those people, they will be getting paid properly because of the skill level that they increased, how much skill that they increased something. So use tact and courtesy. You know, most people are always, you know, whenever they're coming from the corporate world, we're always understanding order. your boss orders you something, you have to do that. If you do not do that, you are insubordinate and you get fired. Okay, in our business, we don't get fired. This is a volunteer army, but you cannot order the people to do something. You have to use tact and courtesy. Those are two words that's important for you. Tact is useful because guess what? If you do not properly address someone about something that they're missing, they might be about to miss a bonus, but they don't realize that. You might have to call them up, and you can't yell at them that, hey, you know, you need to make that bonus, guys. If you miss the bonus, you're going to, you know, you're not going to promote properly. If you miss the bonus, you're not going to get that $100 back that you invested in getting in the business there. You have to show them a way that they can get that bonus done. And you have to do that in a courteous manner. You know, you cannot just tell them like, hey, or send them a bad email or a text. And text is very rough sometimes, guys. So stay away from tough and rough text there and telling them what to do. Pick up the phone. Let them understand that there's an urgency in it and you're there to help them. Part there. So use tact and courtesy in helping people grow, guys. And make it a point to be, habitually, you know, helpful every day. You have to be helpful to somebody. If you're not habitually helpful, that means you in the morning and decide that you're going to help somebody, guys. You understand? You know, you'll carry on your difficulties in the day and pass on those difficulties or your obstacles or your problems onto your consultants. You have to be in that helpful mode no matter what your day looks like. It doesn't matter what your day looks like. You might have had a bad day. You might have had a bad morning. You might have had issues. Your water pipe burst or water main burst or something. It doesn't. You can't take that and then go into a meeting and then, you know, not be helpful to the people because you're worried about all of the other stuff and the thing. So what you have going on, listen, guys, you can put that aside. Take 15, 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. If you cannot answer a phone call at that time, don't answer the phone call at that time. But when you are answering the phone call, be always on. Because if you're not on that other end of that phone is a consultant that's needing your support, needing your help, and needing that ability for you to bolster their belief. And any opportunity that you get to bolster their belief, take that opportunity. Okay, so put yourself aside. And so your problems are not it. Guys, it's their problems that we're going to take care of first. Okay, guys, the other part that I wanted to talk to you about was learning to listen, guys, properly listen. You know, I learned something a long time ago from Joey Carter, and this is something that you guys should write it down, and I'll go a little slow over that, is this. It says, to sell Jane Smith, find out what Jane Smith buys and see it from Jane, because you have to see it from, to sell Jane Smith, you have to see it from Jane Smith's eyes. So our job is not to shove Ambit Energy's opportunity down the throat of these new consultants, guys. We cannot do that part there. If you do that part, that person is going to be of the same opinion still. So if you want to sell Jane Smith, you have to understand whether Jane Smith actually has a need for this business. Establishing the need, proper need for this business is essential to the point where I feel, you know, I cannot stress upon that enough. Because I used to do the exact same thing. I would try to ramrod, you know, and make them eat Ambit Energy. No, that's not the way to recruit a consultant, because that consultant is not going to survive, guys. So today I want to establish the need of Ambit Energy, need of the opportunity, need of that money, need of the time freedom. Whatever that need is, you have to establish that need first before you present the opportunity, guys. So just don't press play. Find out what the need is. And a long time ago in some sales classes, I understood that, you know, if you answer the questions for the customer before the customer has the ability to ask questions, you are pushing on the customer. They're not buying, they're being sold. No one wants to be sold. So be careful about that part there. When you're coming across the person, find out if they have a need, arise that need, find the interest there before you are telling them about the opportunity or before you're showing them the opportunity, guys. The other part of it is, this is for regionals and seniors and executive consultants on the call there. So be the pin. You have to become the pin, guys. You have to operate at that pin level. If you're a marketing consultant, you don't yet have a pin. You're working towards getting a pin, guys. So as a pin holder, that means responsibilities come to you because Ambit has bestowed upon you a pin, a leadership pin. A rank is an important thing for us. So a regional consultant who has got 6 consultants in their business, their responsibility is for 6 people that have promoted that person to the regional consultant. So don't leave them behind. Just because you have a pin does not mean the six people that promoted you to regional consultant does not mean anything anymore. Because they're not coded to you, it's coded to someone else, does not mean that you're not going to make any money from them. I learned early on in this business that operate in the pin as if that is the last position that you're ever going to be. So every code, you have to treat it as a last code. What if you only had a marketing consultant code? There are companies in this country that they're direct sales companies that only have a single code. You know, their compensation plans are all, then only a single one. You build that code and you build, you know, deep into that organization there. But guess what, guys? What if we were given just a single code? Would you operate well in that code? Or are you going to leave that marketing consultant? There are people in our business who have a yellow jacket just because of their marketing consultant code. So never, never, never ignore a code. People who you leave behind in that marketing code deserve success just as much as you and even more, guys. They are the ones who helped you go to regional consultant. So work with your marketing code. If you're a regional consultant who went and became a senior consultant in the business, don't forget the people who brought you to their senior pin, guys. So operate on your senior business, but 50% of your time you should allocate to the people that have made you into what you are right now. So be that pin and operate the business as if that is the last code that you're going to develop. So what happens is Rigoberto Yepes, national consultant Rigoberto Yepes, told me this thing a long time ago. He says, Mir, you know, I graduated quickly through the ranks. I went to executive consultant, but I came back and built my marketing code. And he has thousands and thousands of consultants and customers in his marketing code. He came back and built his regional code again. And he told me, he says, I was a brand new executive consultant, and we were at a 5-star, and Rigo took the time. You know, now I can tell you one thing, Rigo never made a single penny from me. Rigo will never make a single penny from me. But that man has poured into me so much. It's absolutely unbelievable, guys. I know a little bit about this business. I'm just a toddler in this business just because the greats of the business have taken the time to pour into me and told me a few different things, a few nuggets. So I did go back. After I went to executive consultant, I went back and for 2.5 years, 3 years, I built just my senior code. I built my executive code too. But today I am actually seeing the benefits of me going back and building that code there, because even though I am making the executive money or the national consultant money now, but that senior code today produces me the highest amount of residual, because there are several other people who became executive consultants in that code and then built that code to multiple, it's 37, 38 levels deep right now. And there are people that are coded to me and that making, you know, still making money for me. And that's, I've not been a senior consultant for 6 years, guys. So understand what I mean by that every code, treat that code as the last code that you'll ever be, guys. Okay. Now, I want you to take charge of your business, guys. You have to take charge of the business, because you cannot take charge of the business and as if you're part-time in the business or you're some-timer in the business or a no-timer in the business. There are people in our business that are no-timers. They come in, they hang around, and you know, they're gone for 6-7 months, and they pick up the phone and they say, hey, I want to come back into it. That's great, fantastic. But their results are going to be dependent on how much time they put into the business. A long time ago, I read this book called Building an Empire, and I reread that book every year. It's a book by a gentleman named Brian Carruthers. He's number one money earner in another company, guys, but he has a fabulous, fabulous book. He says, your income is going to be directly proportional to the amount of the time that you spend on it, on the phone, in person, and then you're building the business, directly proportional to the time that you're spending on the business. So if you want a full-time income, do not expect that full-time income to come in from part-time effort. It just won't do that. If you want a more than full-time income, you better put some full-time effort into that business. So I want you to understand that this is not for, you know, I'm not saying that everyone has to quit their job and go full-time in Ambit Energy, but, you know, the time that you spend in it, make it an efficient use of time. If it's 2 hours, make that 2 hours. 2 hours a business building block of time. If it's 3 hours, 3 hours every day or every week, however many hours that you can spend, but business building block of time. So during that time frame, don't take coffee breaks. Don't take, FaceTime or Facebook breaks and anything. Don't go into the rabbit hole of Facebook while you're doing the recruiting, guys. It's difficult for you to stay concentrated for 2 hours to 3 hours anyway. But if you can do that, if you can become concentrated for 2 to 3 hours and you build this business on a regular basis, guys, the very first year I built my business, you know, 3 hours a week, maybe 3 hours a week at the maximum, 3 hours a week. And it took me 13 months when it was $459 to go to executive consultant, guys. So it can be done. It can be done holding a full-time job or two different businesses. So you know, don't give yourself the excuse that you're too busy. You're not too busy to build this business. Guys, and keep an open mind on learning, guys. Learning is a huge tool. You see, this business allows you to earn while you learn. So if you can earn while you learn, would you like to earn more by learning faster? Yes. The business will allow you to pay you more money for becoming more proficient at the skills that you learn. So when you learn from the skills that you're practicing on a different everyday basis, you'll become more proficient at it, you'll become skillful at it, and when you deliver those skills there properly, your sword gets shinier, it gets sharper, and you can cut through a lot of muck, and you can get to the other side of that minefield that Chris and Debbie were talking about yesterday at our training up in Chicago. Guys, that minefield is littered with bodies of people who failed in this business, guys. And part of the reason why they fail in the business is because they do not look for the person to lead them. They want to go blaze the trail by themselves without the skills necessary to go through that part there. So you have to find some people to lead you through that minefield, through that failure, so that you can go through the obstacles with aplomb. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting killed along the way. You are going to have to do this business. You know, it might take you 2 years to succeed, maybe 3 years to succeed. By the end of the 4 years, you are going to arrive, I guarantee you, with a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, guys. Understand? And most of you guys can picture yourself this. You are that person who is holding that rainbow or holding that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow because you strived hard for 4 years. Are you willing to put that 4 years of effort in? Are you willing to go to Power Trip for that? Are you willing to learn from the leaders there? The reason why you want to go to the Power Trip is because you're going to surround yourself with people who are successful in the business, who are already doing it 5, 10, 15. Yesterday in Chicago, there were $30 million represented on that stage there, guys. And I understood that, you know, the power of this business is allowing yourself to be immersed amongst those people because you are the sum total of the five people that you hang out with. If you want to hang out with five national consultants making $10 million, your income will become $10 million too. You're going to be that sixth person who is going to make $10 million in this business. But you have to immerse yourself with their knowledge. You do not currently hold the knowledge to get there. Get yourself that knowledge, and you're going to find that knowledge at Power Trip. In Power Trip, you will find also the belief that you can survive in this business for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. Yesterday, Sean Cornett was talking about the end game. Be very, very careful about what you do now with your time. Lots of you guys are on this call that might have that shiny object syndrome. You see the next best thing. You see this CBD oil. You see this other company and all these other people calling you and asking you, like, hey, take a look at this thing. Take a look at it. No, don't fall for that shiny object, guys. The shiny object is your deterrent, guys. Remember this. You know, sell out one time. I tell people this thing, sell out one time. I sold out one time. I sold out to Ambit Energy one time. I bleed orange now all the time. Every time I go to a Power Trip, I bleed orange more. Because today, I do not believe in any other company, any other business, any other opportunity than Ambit Energy. This is my way of life. This is the way it's going to be. And this is the way I'm going to survive in this world. Because the company has taken very, very, very good care of us. Very good care. I cannot complain. I cannot complain. I have nothing to complain. And all I have to do is tell God, God, thank you very much for an opportunity like this to come across my path. Just, guys, you know, I don't want to keep you guys too much longer. I know we're coming up against 9:30 right now, and I told Amber we'll be jumping off after 9:30. But, guys, love the learning. Love the work. And loves the things that are beautiful that's happening in your business. Love that. Fall in love with this company, guys. I fell in love with this company. I implore you to fall in love with this company. And you will fall more and deeper into love with this company if you go and attend the events, guys. So I want you to go to this event. Go to the Power Trip. If you're not registered today, you are making a big mistake. If you're not registered by yourself, it's an absolutely bad mistake. You need to register tonight. The other thing is that you need to go to Power Trip with your team. Guys, I'll give you some numbers before I jump off. I took my first 12 people to Power Trip in 2014. Out of the 12 people, I have statistics here for you so that you can write them down. Four of them became senior consultants. Two of them became senior consultants with three senior consultants underneath them. And two of those senior consultants became executive consultants. And both of those executive consultants have two executive consultants in their business now. That's from the 12 people I took to Power Trip 2014, April of 2014, guys. So if you can imagine that the 10 people or the 12 people or the 5 people that you're going to take yourself with you, jump in a van. I have never flown to Dallas. I don't plan on flying to Dallas. Here's why. Because if I fly to Dallas, there are people who can't go with me to the power trip, cannot go with me. Last year, we had 60-some people go to the power trip, guys. But guess what, guys? Every one of those people that go to the power trip, they come out a different person. If you want, take those 5 people, and they will come out as a different person when the power trip ends. They will come out and produce more. They will outpace everyone else. They will go become a senior and executive. If you take them as a regional consultant, guys, they'll become a senior consultant very, very quickly. If you take them as a senior consultant, within the next 4 or 5 months before Ambition, they will become an executive consultant. How many of you would like to have an executive or 2 executives in your business by Ambition? Do you know what that picture would look like for your residual income? Do you know what it would look like for creating security in your business if you have people going there and promoting because of that one event? What is this event going to cost you, $100 and some, guys? If that's it, you've got a hotel stay for 2 days, you add it up, it's maybe $500, but you put, as a senior consultant, one consultant comes into your organization, recruit somebody in Texas, pay for that trip. I normally do this thing, guys. I go and pay for the trip before I leave Dallas. Here's how I pay for the trip. I recruit a couple of people while I'm in Dallas. Recruit a couple of people, make sure that these people are hitting their bonuses before I'm leaving Dallas. That means that trip is paid for already. Trips, of course, tax deductible, guys. But the knowledge that you gain, the practice that you do, the immersion that you have, there is absolutely no comparison to the amount of the money that you spend for going to an event and the outcome. This is called investment. Event is an investment. Guys, if you know me by any one thing, any one reason why you know, my work in Ambit Energy is all about being an event evangelist. I am known for being an event evangelist in my organization and in any other organizations. I am an event evangelist. Become an event evangelist. Become the person who takes people to destination event, to destination event, to destination event, to destination event. We're arranging a training very soon, and it's June 8th. We're doing a training in Peoria because, you know what, in June we don't have a destination event. We need a destination event for our team. And that event is going to be in Peoria, and we're inviting people like, you know, national consultant Bobby Ames is going to be there. National consultant Richard and Miriam Winter are going to be there. And then Chris and Debbie are going to be there too also. And also Matthew LaPalme, national consultant Matthew LaPalme is going to be there. And we invited a gentleman named Todd Falcone. He's a top recruiter, top cold market recruiting trainer in network marketing. He's going to be there. So if you do not have a local event, go to a local event. Go to a regional event. If you don't have a regional event, create a regional event. Guys, this business is all event-driven. So I implore you guys, if you're not registered today, be registered. I will hold you accountable. And when I'm going to be at Power Trip, I want you to come and shake my hand. And I want to meet every one of you guys that will go to Power Trip. And I will show you exactly how you can go from Power Trip to Power Trip to Ambition to Power Trip to Simulcast and build and build and build and build a business. You want a massive organization? Guys, become an event evangelist, guys. I think that's all I have to say to you guys. I have more to say, but I won't go into any more. We'll leave it for another time. Ask me that in Power Trip, and I'll explain to you why. Okay. Guys, thank you very much, Amber. Amber, Deborah, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes. Thank you so much, Mayor. That's, you know, I'm listening to you talk about Power Trip, and if you are a brand-new consultant and you're thinking, I haven't been doing this long enough to go to Power Trip, I will tell you, we went to Power Trip 4 weeks. Actually, I don't even think it was 4 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks after I started as a new consultant. It is the best thing for your business to get to these events. So he is absolutely correct. And before I forget, anybody that's on here, the Power Trip will be translated in Spanish simultaneously. So if you have that fear that you're not going to be able to understand, it will be in Spanish as well. I can't say that to you in Spanish, but it will be in Spanish. You know, you gave us a lot of good nuggets. I really think one of the biggest things, and you guys would have to, if you have never met Mir, complimenting somebody. He praises people all the time. I hear him do this, and I'm just going to say that he is one of the most fantastic leaders I've ever seen. So I'm going to throw that praise back to him. And then he also talked about tact and courtesy. I really find it important that that's one thing that I have some leaders that I've seen some of the emails they've sent to people. go get your customers, or none of us are going to make our bonus. And I'm thinking, well, that's not very tactful, and who cares if you don't get your bonus? I mean, you need to teach that person to go get that bonus. So I think some of those things that you said about tact and courtesy, complimenting people, those are very important things to have in your business. You covered so much. There's a lot that I could say, but I don't want to keep people. So I just wanted to thank you so much, Mayor. You are a great leader, a great friend, and we truly do enjoy your company.
Deborah, thank you very much, man. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you very much. Richard and Mary, thank you for, you know, introducing us to this call. I absolutely love it. And Amber,
okay,
thank you,
I'm
man.
Gonna,
thank you.
She might be muted. The baby was giving her a hard time a little bit ago. Okay, so I'm going to unmute. Everybody can thank Mayor for coming on tonight. And everybody have a good night. Thanks for being on the call. Again, you're building your business by getting on these calls and just staying plugged in.
Thanks, Mayor. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.